I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 104.1.
Road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. And it seems such a waste of time.
There it is.
Give it to me.
That's what it's all about. Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
To the streets of Quincy.
If you're going my way, well, I want to drive it all night long.
That was a little hard segue. Sorry about that. That's from your mom.
I'm feeling a little attacked.
So if you've not heard the news, Annie is moving out of her parents' place, except for the 4 years she was off of college.
Yep.
She's been, she's been living with mom and dad. Yeah, it's pretty normal about this time in your life that you start to want to spread your wings a little more. You want your privacy. You want to move on to the next phase of your life. You know, you're in it seems to be a wonderful relationship right now with Rob, and that seems to be flourishing, and you're flourishing at work. And the next, logical thing is to go get your own place.
Yeah.
And so we asked Annie to interview her mom about this. We have some audio here that I understand is pretty funny. And we had suggested maybe just asking your mom if you could have some of the things that she might treasure to take with you to your new place.
She's so sick of me.
So, what kind of things did you ask her about?
So, this originated because there's one shirt in particular that I always steal from my mom, and it was my Nana Phyllis's, and it's just, this awesome shirt you can throw on at the beach, and I'm obsessed with it. It's so soft, but my mom is like, stop taking it. It's my mother's. I need it. So, I want to fight her to take that, and then I, of course, had to ask about Tuckies.
Oh.
Okay, so this is my last week at home.
I know.
Are you sad?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a couple things that I think you should let me take.
Seems it.
Yeah.
Sure. Cool. No doubt.
As she's flying through mail. Yeah.
Okay, so there's a couple things that I think you should let me take. One is Nana Phyllis's shirt.
Oh, fine.
What? Fine. You put up such a fight about it.
I like that shirt. It's soft. Feels like a hug.
I know.
Oh.
Okay, what about the Buddha?
Mm-mm.
What do you mean?
That's ours.
So I think you should let me take it.
No.
Why?
Because it's part of my house, not yours.
Yes, but it could be you giving me that, passing on a family heirloom.
Yeah, it could, but not yet.
Why?
Can you stop it there for a second?
Yes.
A Buddha?
Yes, okay.
You guys are Buddhists, are you?
We're not. I don't know why we have a Buddha.
It just seems a strange family heirloom of the Tao household is a Buddha.
Legit. And my grandmother was good Catholic woman, and she was why do you have a Buddha?
Yeah. Sorry, Carson. I just had to that's stop. That's all right. And ask that's all right.
No worries. No worries.
Why? Because you. I don't know. No, leave Buddha where he is. He's perfectly happy.
It's just not fair.
Okay, happy. What else are you going to let me take? The bowls.
The bowls. I can't believe you're letting me take those. I mean, I know I purchased them for you, but I'm surprised. I really did get them for you, not for me.
All right, then I'm keeping them.
Okay, what about the TV?
What TV?
That TV.
No.
You asked.
At this point, are you just pointing at things?
I'm just trying to just pick at her. We have, there's like a couple different TVs in my room, just from people moving out, whatever. And there was the big TV in the living room was my favorite one. And I was like, just let me take it.
What TV?
That TV.
No. I do have a lot of TVs, though.
Do you have any Tuckies?
I just got some Tuckies.
Oh.
For vacation.
For vacation.
Yeah, Tuckies are little pockets of money that Annie's mom hides around the house.
Cold, hard cash.
The only way to keep it from the man.
That TV.
No. I do have a lot of TVs, though.
Do you have any Tuckies?
I just got some Tuckies.
Oh.
For vacation.
For vacation?
Yeah.
Not for your baby moving out?
No, I'm not giving you any Tuckies.
Why?
You have to... Tuckies aren't to be given.
This is blasphemy.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No.
Tuckies aren't to
are
be given.
Your own personal.
Yes, but save. I feel like you got some hidden somewhere that you could give me before I move.
No. No.
So all I'm... You're saying all I'm getting out of this is...
The bowls.
Is the bowls.
Sure.
You're really going to give me that?
I don't know.
No, you're going to say... You're going to change your mind last minute.
You could say... You could come over here and use it.
No, no, I'm gonna come over here and use a shirt?
Yeah.
No.
I'm gonna go over to see her and she's gonna let me borrow the shirt for
see,
an hour.
That's the way that she gets you to come back for a short visit.
I just have really broken her down. You can hear it in her voice.
She's like, I can't just go.
Just leave. Yeah.
Bowls.
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 Like, I'm not, give me something.
Bowls you bought for her.
Yes.
So she didn't like them, in other words.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Are you going to miss me?
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Mom. Love you so much, girl.
She's broken. You can tell she's broken. From the 508, who is Annie going to be living with? Does she want to buy a futon? I'm trying to sell one. Oh, great.
I'm good with the futon. I got my own bed.
A little tradio here on the Carson and Kennedy program. Make sure Annie has furniture.
I'm all set with that. Thank you. I don't need your futon.
And where are you going to be moving to exactly?
So we're just moving to the other side of Quincy, keeping it same. Mm-hmm. My best friend and her brother actually closed on the house today, which is so exciting. I'm so happy for them. And then I'll move in after vacation.
Wow, that's awesome.
I know.
Your first place.
I know. I'm so excited.
I remember the first place I lived alone. Unfortunately, it was with 25 other dudes in a barracks and
that's
a drill sergeant.
Alone, funny story.
Yeah.
No. not, you know, I lived in a college dorm, but this is going to be a little bit better. Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.